Addiction can be a very difficult experience for families to face. Often, we don't understand the whys of addiction in the first place. I'm John Fuller, and this came up during a recent Focus on the Family broadcast. Jim Daly and I met with Mylan and Kay Yurkovich to discuss stress and the unexpected ways it can impact our lives.
Something you say consistently as we've met and taped these programs together, the turn that a person will make toward addictions of all sorts. Mm-hmm. I mean, addictions, we always look at alcoholism and drug abuse because they're the most, perhaps the most dramatic. But addictions to eating and pornography, obviously, is another dramatic one, I would say. But is this the point at which a person might seek that kind of self-medicating when they're feeling isolated?
Yes,
is that,
absolutely.
Is that the weak moment?
Yes.
Well, they're almost set up for an addiction.
Absolutely.
Because if you know how to go to people, you're less likely to go to a thing. And some, you know, exercise might be a good relief, praying, reading your Bible. There's some good things to do when we're trying to manage stress and we don't have a person available. But for us, we didn't know how to go to people at all. And so, yeah, you're way more likely to need some sort of addiction because all addictions provide relief.
That's right.
There's a price tag at the end. But whether you need, you know, to be pumped up or whether you need to be calmed down, addictions serve those purposes.
So it's a soothing mechanism.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what an addiction is. It's trying to...
Or distracting.
Right. Okay.
It takes me away from whatever difficult emotions that I'm feeling that I might not even have words for.
Yes. When you speak to particularly drug addiction, people that are in that situation, they often use words like, it makes me feel better for a little while. That's
exactly
why I
right.
go there, because the pressure of regular life is too heavy.
Yes.
That's a common statement.
A very common statement. And when we're working in our counseling office with any addiction, we always want to draw a spouse in, because what we want to teach that person is not to just stop the addiction, but to help them understand why is it there and how do they take their stress and identify it and take it into relationship.